My name's Jeremy Gilley. I'm the founder of Peace One Day.
So what is Peace One Day?
Peace One Day is an organisation I set up in 1999 to establish the first ever ceasefire non-violence day with a fixed calendar day, a peace day, voted by every member state of the United Nations. And after years of work, it was unanimously adopted by every member state of the UN. The world now has a peace day. It's the 21st of September with a fixed calendar date.
You've got an event, is it next week?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
Taking place? Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, on Wednesday we're having an event at the O2 Arena with Cat Stevens, Razorlight, Newton Faulkner, Eliza Doolittle, Afro Reggae, with contributions from Jude Law, Denise Lewis, Sebastian Coe, Ban Ki-moon, the Governor of Brazil, Monique Coleman, myself, films throughout the night. Telling the story of POD, but most importantly, launching Global Truce 2012, which is a new campaign for us, which is a year-long campaign to create the largest cessation of hostilities, both domestically and internationally, as well as gather the most amount of individuals from the global community to stand together as one on the 21st of September 2012.
And what's your connection with Social Media Week?
Social Media Week kindly invited me to speak here. And obviously this is an incredible organisation with massive reach, which is what social media is all about. And Nokia kindly brought me down here, who have created an app for Peace One Day. And so it's obviously it's very interesting space to kind of have a conversation, given that the mobilisation of people throughout the world is predominantly going to be driven by social media.
And is that something that Peace One Day incorporates as well in terms of the technology? You utilise social media to get your message out. And
yeah, I mean we are advised by Blue State Digital, who have just joined us to launch the campaign as advisors, and we're obviously very proud to work with them. But yeah, every sort of form of what social media encompasses, we are being advised and looking carefully and investing in utilizing tools that are available to create dialogue and get people to meet up, which is why we're working with Meetup and Foursquare and YouTube and the website and Twitter and the app by Nokia, etc., etc. I mean, all of these elements are crucial to our work.
Okay, great. And is there anything that, are there any kind of stories, sort of success stories that you've had with any of the tools or any of the technology, for instance, in terms of, your reach?
Well, I mean, I think that, all of the things, obviously we've used, we've had a website from the beginning, when we started. The website is obviously fundamentally important. It's the window to everything that we do. Using YouTube is obviously good news because I'm a filmmaker, and YouTube allows me to show my films without anybody deciding whether I can or not. Mm-hmm. And that's obviously an incredible thing.
Mentioned you're a filmmaker. What was your route into Peace One Day? What's your story, I guess?
Well, I was an actor from the age of 12. And I was with the Royal Shakespeare Company and for about 3 years. I was doing all kinds of television programs. And eventually I got kind of frustrated with just saying other people's words. And most of the time the words that I weren't saying didn't mean anything to me or particularly to what was going on in the world, obviously. And I felt like I needed to be in control, of my creative output and my energy. And that's why I set up an organisation called Peace One Day to make this film. I thought originally when I wanted to try and create the first ever peace day with a fixed calendar date that I'd fail. Obviously, it didn't. And then we went into Afghanistan to prove it could work, which was a great success, where everybody laid down their arms and, millions of children have now been vaccinated. And now we're going for this big global operation.
And you sound very really entrepreneurial. Any tips for any kind of aspiring entrepreneurs or people who've got a big idea that perhaps might seem unthinkable or implausible? What advice might you give someone?
Well, I think that you've got to have I think that the idea has got to be good, and that's it really. I mean, ultimately the idea's got to be good, and if the idea's good, then as long as you are relentless in your approach to get success and incredibly patient, then success will come.
Great.
Right, thanks. And finally, could you give us the website for Peace One Day?
Oh, yeah. Yes, and if people want to find out more about Peace One Day, they can visit peaceoneday.org and follow us on Twitter and join the Facebook community and everything else. Thanks.
Cool, thanks for your time.
Nice one, cheers.
Thank you very much.
That was really good, thank you.